Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I think at this point in time, if you're going to vote for Trump, you're going to vote for Trump. If you're going to vote for Biden, you're going to vote for Biden. If you're not going to vote, you're not going to vote. I don't think what they say at this point in time is really going to change them. I don't think there's pretty much too many undecided people at this point in time. So whatever he says, you know, he was in the Bronx. He brought out Chef G. It's just at this point in time, it's just like, you know, theatrics. It's already set, I think. I don't think too much is really going to change from now till November.
I think there are still some undecideds. I think it's the younger demographic, which is why you talk about topics that relate to them. I think cryptocurrency is definitely one of those where there's a certain population who have absolutely no idea. I think he's in that population. Yep. People have no idea how it works or fundamentally how it works. When you said it back, I just started laughing, like having it all made here. I'm like, yeah, really no clue. And so it speaks to that audience, and it may be perhaps that might be the one thing that they hear and say, you know what?
Maybe.
Yeah, this guy's for me because he's looking towards the future of not even currency, but of a stored value.
My thing is this, though, from a political standpoint, Joe Biden has been a politician for 50 years, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was president for 4 years.
Yep.
And he's effectively ran for president for the last 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And he's one of the most famous people in world history. So what more information? How could you be undecided at this point in time, right? Like, what more information
do you need? I agree.
What more information needs to be provided to an audience for them to make an educated decision on who they want to vote for?
You always have people who are new to the political process. So that's one population. You have a population who weren't able to vote in the last election because they weren't even age appropriate to do it. So that's another population, which again speaks to a younger demographic who, what are they saying that's going to appeal to me, right? Like when we talked about the CHIPS Act, yeah, that sounds really great, but how does that appeal to me? Well, cryptocurrency, that does appeal to me. And so you have those segments and pockets of people who are independent who, hey, if I'm going to vote either way, I might not like the independent candidate. So there's populations of people who are yet to be undecided, hopefully, and that's what people are looking for. That's why they're going to these states to figure out, yeah, we know we have that demographic of people. We have this demographic of people. Who's like on the fence that we can kind of sway?
Yeah, I just don't see it. Because I feel like even if you didn't vote, you're young. Like, my son knows who Donald Trump is. He's 13 years old. He knows who Biden is. He knows. I just feel like in this day and age of social media, we're in a constant. Like, previously, there was only like.
You could see it, yep.
You take 3 years off and you start running. Like, these elections run 24 hours a day. Every single day.
Yeah, there's no off-season.
There's no off-season. They don't stop running, right? So it's just like, yeah, I get some people might not vote last time. Some people might be independent. Some people might be young. But I don't know. I just feel like we've never seen anything like this on social media where every single day Biden and Trump and everything, all the information, he's federal. He got 90 federal indictments. Like, everything has come out, right? So it's like... I'm just curious to know, like, what would be the one tipping point to be like, okay, I'm going to switch my vote from A to B, or like this is going to be like, after all of this, like, this is going to be the one thing.
That's what they're banking on, right? That's why they spend money and market the dollars, because yeah, it might not feel anything to us, but even for us, like, there's a population of people who are voting who may not be on social media the same way we are. And that's why the marketed dollars goes into some of those states. And so you'll see heavy campaigns in Pennsylvania. You'll see it in Georgia. You'll see it in Nevada. You'll see it in Ohio. You see it in Michigan, where it's like those places where we know are going to, those nine states that are really going to decide the election. That's where you got to find those people that I'm speaking about.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily, and this is just my opinion, I don't think it's necessarily trying to find a voter to switch his allegiance or to change somebody's mind. I think it might, a lot of people are not going to vote. Voter suppression on their own, right? They're just not motivated. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, if you can really, most of these ads are negative ads.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the political world, most of the ads are negative.
They look like World Star ads or something.
Very, very few are positive ads, right? So the number one thing is try to suppress. You want to denigrate your opponent so bad that nobody even wants to vote for him, as opposed to even raising your own stature enough for people that want to vote for you, right? I think that that's the number one thing, because like I said, if you look at most political ads, they're negative ads. They're not positive ads. They're not telling you what they're going to run on. They're telling you what the other person is terrible at, right? So it's like they're banking on, how can I suppress votes for this person as much as possible, right? And then after that, I really feel like it is all issues that are like going to be here no matter what. It's like abortion, right? These are issues that's going to be here 50 years ago, 50 years from now. Like, these is just, and it's like, okay, how do I stand on this one particular issue? Not necessarily like I'm going to change somebody's mind, but I want to drill down that if you're a Christian, right wing Christian, evangelical, like, you only really have an opportunity to vote for me. If not, you know, you're voting for the devil, right? And it's like, that's more the political grandstandering and games that's being played, because even a debate, they might not even have a debate this year, right? And that's historic. Same. That's historic, because they always have presidential debates. But I understand why they wouldn't have a debate.
They announced it that they're going to have it.
They said that he would accept it, but they still haven't negotiated the terms.
I think they got the date.
So it's like, at this point, they might as well just roll the dice. Biden go up there and just say, yo, if you want Trump to win, everything is going to fall apart. That should be good enough. And then Trump should just say, if you hate America, vote for Biden. And then let's just see what happens. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be tremendously hard for Joe Biden to win. Right? But I think we all agree upon that, right?
Ian? Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't see how he can win.
What's the odds?
Right, say it again.
What's the odds that you're giving him for winning?
30%.
You think Biden?
I'll go a little higher.
He's going to lose for the same reason Trump lost the last time. Like, the people don't feel financially secure. Like, presidential races are always about safety and money. They can move the definition of recession. And I'm telling you, people do not feel as secure as they did, especially after getting a taste of the PPP money and all that. I get what he's doing with the scholarships and student loans and all forgiveness and all that. But if people feel things are tighter in their home because of inflation, man, that falls on your watch.
What can be done? And you think Biden's going to win, right?
I think it's a toss-up.
No, I'm saying if you had to put $1 million on it right now, today.
If I put $1 million, I would put it on
Biden win.
You say, who?
I think Biden wins.
How do you think Biden wins? He's losing every single swing state.
Yeah, because I've seen this before in 2016, where we thought the same exact thing. Literally the same exact scenario. It was like, there's no way. This guy's not even an elected official. Here we have our Secretary of State.
Stranger things have happened. Now, whoever the new Olivia Pope is, if they get to call her.
Presidential pedigree. Yeah. She was the first lady. And look how it turned out. Like, it wasn't even close, though. So he's the incumbent. I think there's still more. I think we'll be surprised.
People hated Hillary Clinton, though.
Absolutely. I don't want to say
they hate Hillary Clinton. No, they hated Hillary Clinton. That's a fact.
People hate
Joe Biden. But
they also love Donald Trump. See, this is the thing with Donald Trump.
But here's the thing. If you say people love him, then you can't say that people don't love Joe Biden.
Well, I can say
he has the most votes in the history of the American election.
All right. So here's the
thing. People love him.
No, they don't love him.
Was that a little bit like
let me explain. That's a vote against Trump. But Joe Biden doesn't have any electric base of people that are enthusiastic about supporting him.
Well, that's not true.
Let me finish saying. So they might be enthusiastic about defeating Donald Trump. Donald Trump has an enthusiastic base of supporters that rally and support him. This is why he can go to different places and do these events, and people will stop everything. They wear the merch. They buy the merch. I haven't seen one person wear Joe Biden merch. I've never seen that. So what I'm saying is that if people are voting for Joe Biden, His core base is not enthusiastic. The black people are not enthusiastic for Joe Biden. We know that. He just did the presidential thing at Morehouse, and they turned their backs to him. Latinos is not enthusiastic about him. That's another core base for him. They're not enthusiastic. They might support him because they just hate Donald Trump so much, but nobody is. Obama had people that was enthusiastic about him.
And he had people who hated him too.
I understand that, but he rallied his support base to have enthusiastic votes. Joe Biden, and they're struggling because they don't have enthusiasm. They have people that hate Trump, but nobody is enthusiastic, with Biden-Harris ticket.
But here's the reality, right? Even if you loved him or you liked him, did he accumulate the most of votes in the history of an American election?
Yeah.
That still is on the table, right? So my thing is
he's not going to have as many votes this year.
We don't know.
We can only go by data that is being provided.
But that's what I'm saying. The data that's been provided to us has showed us that
they don't love Joe Biden. People do not love Joe Biden. He has one of the lowest approval ratings in American history.
According to you.
Ian, do you think people love Joe Biden?
The lowest. That's not true.
He has one of the lowest approving ratings.
I thought you said he has the lowest.
Yeah. I was going to say that. It's one of the lowest.
Oh, so does the guy that he's running against has the lowest.
Ian, no, George Bush had the lowest. Ian, do you think that people love Joe Biden?
It doesn't matter what we think. That's what I'm saying.
His opinion.
He said no.
He has an opinion.
No, I said he shook his head.
I'm just asking his opinion.
And I'm saying it doesn't matter what we think.
But I'm just curious to know his opinion.
Also, for the Patriots, too.
He said no.
Does the insurrection part that Trump did matter?
Say it again?
The insurrection that
does
he led.
Does it matter? I'm sure it will to people who vote.
To some.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. That's why I'm saying he.
If why doesn't it matter?
Because he has 91 federal indictments. Obviously, nobody cares.
Why are you yelling?
This dude caught rape. He caught rape charges. Why are you yelling? 91 federal indictments. He had he started a damn near revolt. It's none. That's why he said I can go in front of Times Square and shoot somebody, and it won't matter. And he wasn't wrong in saying that. Nothing that he does is going to matter because the people that hate him is already going to hate him. That's not going to change. It's not going to seal the deal.
Okay. The real question is who would be better for the country?
His supporters will never stop supporting him, no matter what he does. He literally can start World War III. His supporters will say it was somebody else.
All right. That's true, right? But does he have enough support to win an election?
I think he does.
Well, that's what we'll have to see, right? You could say all those things, but the reality is when he ran a campaign last year, he did not win.
Yeah.
And this is a different year.
So we have to see.
I think if Trump wins, it'll be because Biden lost and mismanaged more than the outpouring. Because that, like for Patriots, people, I know some people that loved him, that attack that they did, that changed a lot of shit. That's like me going to Morehouse and burning down some buildings and burning down HHS stuff.
Let's not put that energy out there.
You can't. No, I don't want that to happen. But I'm saying like that is treason.
But Ian, how did it change anything when he won the Republican nominee by a landslide? Wasn't nobody even challenged? It wasn't even close for any. Nikki Haley never even stood a chance, right? He's winning. He's literally Wall Street Journal, NBC, ABC.
Yeah, everybody has him winning.
Every single state that he needs to win, he's winning damn near by double digits in most of these states, right? Yeah. He has momentum on his side, and he's going to raise less money than the Democrats. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how has it negatively affected him when he's on a pathway to become president?
I'm just asking the question: will it show up at the voting booths in November?
Yeah, you got a 5-month runway. You could be, as I said, you could have momentum right now. The only momentum is going to matter is on November 4th, November 5th. I got what day?
Can we have an honest conversation or edit out whatever we need?
Yeah. I think November
4th. I don't know what Biden can do to get
November 5th. I'm sorry.
The momentum. And then also, too, you can't go back to the black audience and say that you got to come out because you haven't allowed her to have the freedom to do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
If we're gonna be let's be real honest, man, they fucking used her and then put handcuffs on her. I don't see how he gets hot enough to win in November. And the crazy part, whether Biden has a debate or not, Trump's gonna have his own debate. And don't let that boy go on Rogan.
I think they do have the debate. I think I don't know if it's a great idea for him to have the debate.
It'd be a shut lack. What did Obama say back in the day?
Because if you do a no hold bar where you're not having the moderators in traditional national debate form, I don't know if that caters to his strong suit, but I think he does it. But like you said, it there's a 5-month runway from now until November 5th. The only thing that's going to matter is November 5th. When people go and vote, we'll see what the turnout is.
Hey, like, you know how like Adam at Instagram hit that button and then we get more engagement? If the Democrats get hitting that button, we may, because even the most votes in history, do we really believe he got more votes than Obama?
And even that number is that every year is going to be more votes in history because it's more people. It's more.
Man, Obama had everybody out, whether you liked him or not.
Yeah, you're just playing with
me. I never saw the voting polls that packed him out.
Got the second most votes in American history.
Yeah, more people turn out to vote.
So I just feel like at the end of the day, it's going to be an uphill battle for Joe Biden to win. But if he's able to pull it off, it'll be a tremendous political victory for the Democrats, because I don't think that they really even expected him to win at this point. They focusing on the Senate. They focusing on Congress. They actually polling pretty well. They polling pretty well in the Senate. They polling pretty well in Congress. You know, local elections, things like that. Like, you know, and nothing is impossible.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.